And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 11th of November, 2014. The original Armistice Day, established to honor the date in 1918 when Germany and the Allies signed an armistice agreement to end hostilities in World War I. It was signed at 6 a.m. on November the 11th, and the ceasefire took effect 5 hours later, the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. It's the birthday of Fyodor Dostoevsky, born in Moscow, 1821. At the age of 28, he was arrested because he was affiliated with a group of radicals called the Petrushevsky Circle. He was sentenced to death, but it was commuted to 4 years of hard labor, maximum security prison in Siberia. He wrote a letter describing his imprisonment: in summer, intolerable closeness; in winter, unendurable cold. All the floors were rotten, filth on the floors, an inch thick, an inch of ice on the window panes, drips from the ceiling, drafts everywhere. We were packed like herrings in a barrel. There was no room to turn around. From dusk to dawn, it was impossible not to behave like pigs. The most unbearable misfortune is when you yourself become unjust, malignant, vile. You realize it, you even reproach yourself, but you just can't help it. He got out of prison, he married, served his time in the army, went back to St. Petersburg, and then fell deep into debt. He became addicted to gambling. And then he wrote a letter to a publisher outlining his idea for a novel. He wrote, "It is the psychological report of a crime. A young man expelled from the university, a petty bourgeois in origin, living in the direst poverty, through light-mindedness and lack of steadiness in his convictions, falling under the influence of the strange ideas afloat in the atmosphere, decides to kill an old woman for her money." That was the book that would become Crime and Punishment. And it's the birthday of Kurt Vonnegut Jr., born in Indianapolis, 1922, joined the Army, December 1944. He was captured by the Germans during the Battle of the Bulge, was imprisoned in Dresden, and he survived the bombing of Dresden, February 1945, by British and American bombers. Years later, wrote a book about a man named Billy Pilgrim who experiences the bombing of Dresden. The book was Slaughterhouse Five, came out in 1967. Kurt Vonnegut, who said anti-war books are as likely to stop war as anti-glacier books are to stop glaciers. Here's a poem for today by Louise Glick, Theory of Memory. Long, long ago, before I was a tormented artist, afflicted with longing, yet incapable of forming durable attachments, long before this, I was a glorious ruler, uniting all of a divided country. So I was told by the fortune teller who examined my palm. "Great things," she said, "are ahead of you. Or perhaps behind you, it is difficult to be sure." And yet, she added, "what is the difference? Right now, you are a child holding hands with a fortune teller. All the rest is hypothesis and dream." Theory of Memory by Louise Glick from her collection Faithful and Virtuous Night, published by Ferrer, Strauss, and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by Arizona State University, with more than 70 campus degrees now available 100% online at online.asu.edu. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.